All right, we're at the booth for Grass Hop Bar for Shadows of the Dam, the HD upgrade coming out, I guess you could call it. Because it's not a remake, it's like an HD upgrade, right?
It's a remaster.
Remaster. Yeah, the game from 2012?
2011.
Okay. What is going to be different about this version versus the other version? Is it just a slick polish to make it look great?
とりあえず原作と今回のリマスターの違いは何でしょうか。とりあえずグラフィックのアップデートっていうのも変わったものがあるのか。まあグラフィックはもうもちろん解像度が上がって、あとフレームレートは多分60で完全に安定してる状態なのと、あとは新機能要素としてはニューゲームプラスとは追加コスチュームがあります。
So yeah, it's a straight up remaster of the original. The graphics obviously have been upgraded. The frame rate has been upgraded to 60 FPS. It's been nicely stabilized and everything. Otherwise, the content of the game itself hasn't been changed. Nothing's been taken out or added or tweaked, except for we now have New Game Plus mode and 4 new skins for Garcia, the main character.
Where does is Garcia the main character based on anything in your life?
Garcia the
主人公は菅さんの、例えば人物とか、実際後の人物とか、誰かのインスピレーションになった人っていますか？ああ、そうですね。僕自身の実体験だとしたら、多分僕は一回地獄に行ってるはずなんですけど。なので、どうなのかな、ガルシアは。 いや、なんかもう男臭い、古臭い男臭いキャラクターを作りたいなと思ってて、日本でいうと本当に昭和の時代の人気映画とか出てくるような、本当にこうちょっと匂いの強い、強いイメージのムンとした男、なんかそういうキャラクターを描きたかったんですよね、当時。
Well, if it were based on a real life experience with someone he knew in real life, it would probably be that time when he went to hell. But actually, yeah, as far as Garcia goes, he wasn't necessarily based on a specific person. But when he first came up with the character and the character settings and everything, he really wanted to portray just a really like. Kind of like overly masculine, like manly man type dude. The kind of guy who looks like he'd smell real musky, and to put it in Japanese term, in Japan related terms, you'd see in like a like an old like Yakuza movie from like the 60s or 70s or something. You know, just a really kind of like testosterone dripping type dude. He really wanted to write that kind of character, and that's kind of where Garcia came from.
Where does all of the lore in the mythology of the game come from? Did you have to do a lot of research extensively to find the history behind any of the creatures and the monsters in the game? By the way, I have to say, you have an incredible memory to remember all that, and remember what he says, and then translate it in your head. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. It's like the only thing I can do right. For example, what kind of
国の世界を描こうと思ったので、本当にデモハンターで恋人のポーラが地獄に連れ去られて、そこを追っかけていくっていう。なので、自分たちなりの当時のスタッフと一緒に自分たちなりの地獄を描こうっていう思ったので、解釈が本当にいろんなデザイナーさんが参加してくれてるんですよね。なので本当オリジナルなものが多分ベースになってると思います。
As far as where like the general setting of hell came from, including like the demons and stuff, basically it originally came from the idea that okay, we've got this demon hunter guy, he has to go into hell to like, you know, to save his girlfriend, perform this kind of go on this kind of mission, whatever. And so I talked to the other staff members that I was working with creating the game, and we basically came up with our own versions of like our own personal hell. And we had a lot of a very varied team of people working on the game, and kind of took like bits and pieces from the elements from the personal hells that everybody came up with, and kind of mashed them together. And that's how we came up with Hell, the various demons that we've got in it.
It's one of my favorite games from the Xbox 360 days, so I'm looking forward to seeing it on the new consoles in HD.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank
no problem. Yes.
Wow, you got that.
So you speak is it Japanese or Mandarin?
Japanese.
Japanese. Could he say in Japanese a soundbite from my radio show? And you don't need to translate it either. You can just say it in Japanese. We'll play it on the air as he's saying, you're listening to, he says his name, and then the developer of Shadows of the Damned, and you're listening to that, Dr. Chris's Radio of Horror. Yeah, so you just say Dr. Chris, yeah. Radio of Horror.
Oh, okay.
And we'll play it just in, we'll play it in Japanese too, so we won't play it in English.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So introduce it to the show. When we come back from commercial, we'll play your...
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, なるほどね.
Do you want me to say it again?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to think, like, it's... you're listening to, like, that's not really a thing that they say.
Oh, how about this is Sudar51, developer of Shadows of the Damned, and this is the radio, Dr. Chris's Radio Horror Show. So just say that.
こちらはパックスイーストの地獄からお送りしております。シャドウ・オブ・ザ・ダムドのディレクター、スダ51です。ドクター・クリス・レディオ・オブ・ホラー、こちらからお送りしております。皆さん、お気をつけてお帰りください。
Awesome.